If you will practice being fictional for a while, you will understand that fictional characters are sometimes more real than people with bodies and heartbeats. Real fictional characters. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. Now, real fictional characters. If you will practice being fictional for a while, you will understand that fictional characters are sometimes more real than people with bodies and heartbeats. Now, you have people walking around you with bodies and heartbeats, people doing all sorts of things, but are you touched by them? No. Are you touched by people who have deep hurts in their heart, who have great worries and so forth? You don't even know about it. You don't even know about it, and you're totally uninterested in it. Now, when you are aware or interested or touched by somebody, then you are really into whatever the problem is. And the problem holds you and contains you. But if we will practice being fictional just a while, we'll understand that fictional characters are sometimes more real than people with bodies. Now, when you read a book, what do? You are living the life of a character in the book, perhaps the lead character, perhaps whoever it is, some person that you feel comfortable with. And when they are hurt, you are hurt. When they feel sad, you feel sad. When they feel glad, you feel glad. You are living it just as much as if you were writing that book yourself. And you are living it in your life. Your body has emotional responses to it. Your body responds with goosebumps or relaxation or happiness or sadness or terror. You have all sorts of things that go, they're all emotional. All those things are emotional. And you can have those things emotional in your body without ever having them being real in your world. You see, our world really is a fictional world. It's a world that we create every moment. And then there are some people who are untouched by terrible things going on around them. Untouched. They're idiots, you know. They're unaware of what's going on. And they're untouched, okay? Now, we say of these people, they are insensitive. We say of those people, they are not right. We say of these people that they're not a good person because they do not have a concern. Well, do they have a concern? They have a concern for their happiness, and they're just concentrating on their happiness. They don't even see when there's a need that needs to be fulfilled. They don't even see when there's someone who's hurting. Now, you say, well, now, that is something that they are doing on purpose. And I say, yes, it is. Last night, Button was having a little sore tummy, and he was in his basket bed. And so Love came over and saw that he was a little unhappy. And so but Love crawled in bed with Button to give him a little snuggly and make him feel that he was cared for and loved and that everything is going to be okay. Well, if a dog can respond to the feelings of an animal, another animal, or a human, certainly we respond also very positively and very definitely. Now, do you want to respond? That's the big feature. Do you want to give power to these fictional characters that exist in your world? Or do you want to create your own fictional character? Hey, that's an idea, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Create your own fictional character. I am whole and perfect. But look at your problem. Hey, I am whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And you walk around like acting like you're whole and perfect. And they say, don't they know they have a problem? And we don't acknowledge that. We won't accept it. And little by little, the problem dissolves because we do not empower the problem. The problem is real and the problem is fictional, both at the same time. The problem is real and the problem is fictional. We have the opportunity to dissolve it or we have the opportunity to empower it. Now, what is it that you want to do about any circumstance in your life? If you will practice being fictional for a while, you will understand that fictional characters are sometimes more real than real people with bodies and heartbeats. Well, now, you see, his comment is interesting, but take it a step further. Fictional people have bodies and heartbeats too. Because when you dream at night, you see these fictional people in your dream, and they have heartbeats, and they have bodies, and they have caring. And you mostly are just an observer in your dreams. You're just observing what's going on. You're not really aware of what's going on. You're not really touched by what's going on. Sometimes you are. Sometimes you get a fright. Sometimes you worry a lot. Sometimes you put your nose in other people's business and you start concerning yourself with it. And next thing you know, you wake up in a sweat. My goodness, now you're in a panic. Why are you in a panic? Because in your dream, you were doing things that made you unhappy, made you upset, made you feel insecure in yourself. Now, was that real? No, that wasn't real. Was that real? Yes, that was real. Your body responded to that just as though it were an experience that you could reach out and touch. Because mentally, you could reach out and touch it in your dream, in your imagination, in your thought system, in your world. Now, what do we want to experience in our world? What sort of things do we want? Do we want to experience happiness, peace, joy, harmony, goodness? Do we want to experience those things? Then that's where we have to put our attention. Put our attention on that which we wish to experience. Am I a beautiful person? You bet. Am I a happy person? You bet. Am I a rich person? You bet. Do I have everything that I could possibly want in my life? You bet. Aren't there some things that I'd like to have? Not yet. I haven't placed the cause in motion for them yet. Oh, but I was asking and I was thinking. No, you weren't. You were thinking you don't have it. You were thinking that one day you'd like to have it. You were thinking that it would be nice to have, but are you worthy of having it? He's thinking all these silly, silly, silly thoughts. And these silly thoughts were manipulating your experience. Because if we could really see with the divine eyes, which we can, but we haven't chosen to, if we could see with the divine eyes, we would look right out here next to us, and we would see every single thing that we had ever envisioned in our heart to experience. Everything, right there, good and bad. And we would say, yuck, oh my goodness, Dorian Gray, that's terrible. We don't want to have those ugly things in our world as well as the good things. So it's up to us to be master of our fictional characters, to be master of our dreams. I told you the dream of Mark crashing, and I said, no, my son doesn't crash, especially not in my dreams. No way, I'm in charge. Now you just roll that back, and now do it again. So we rolled it back, and he landed perfectly, as he always does. But you see, you have to be in charge. You have to say, no way. If you wake up in the middle of the night with some great burden on your heart, a responsibility for something you haven't even figured out what it is, as it's still in the dream state, you say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And, you know, the panic goes away, the burden goes away, and probably it'll never return again, if you like. That's up to you. I know oftentimes I have feelings of responsibility, feelings of urgency for everyone here on campus and for doing nice things for you guys and making your life richer and fuller and happier. And then I realize that if I do that, I take away your privilege of doing it for yourself. And then I fight with myself. Now, I can still do it, but, you know, but if I do it, then you guys won't have the chance to do it. And you won't be strong. And you won't be able to take the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And so I'm in a dither about it. And I wake up, not sweating, but, you know, just concerned. And then I say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Last night I was working with a couple in their home. And they had a little baby. And they were happy people. But she made him unhappy for some reason, or he made himself unhappy for some reason, and he took the baby and the baby buggy and bundled himself and the baby up. It was below zero outside, and they went out for a walk. Well, he sat down by the side of the road on a bench and fell asleep and died. And the baby in the crib, in the pram, froze to death too. And I came along and I saw this and I thought, now, that's silly. I don't need that in my dream. I don't need something like that. And so I woke up, and I said, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Now, why would I have a dream like that? to be untouched, of course. I didn't know these people, had no knowledge of who they are or what importance they were to the world or to themselves. But I thought, yes, anger does these things. Anger makes us make foolish moves. And though the child was bundled up nicely, and though he was bundled up nicely, they both passed on. Now, what a shame. What a shame, you might say. No, it was their choice to go, both the baby and the man. It was their choice to have this experience. And she said, well, you could have saved them, Dr. Barney. You could have healed them. You could have touched them. And, you know, they could have come back to life, you know, like Jonathan Livingston Siegel for Fletcher Lynn Siegel, you remember? And that's not true. That's not true. If I ever did anything like that, if you ever did anything like that, and we all can, we would give them what kind of a healing?
Temporary.
We would give them a spiritual healing. Because we don't have the capacity to give temporary healings. People who give temporary healings are people who think, well, you'll be okay, you'll be all right. People who give spiritual healings are ones who recognize that it does not belong in their life and never was, never will be, except when you give that healing experience and they no longer remember the problem they had, they still haven't overcome the experience that brought them that problem. And they'll bring that problem again and again and again in different ways. What?
But then it is only temporary.
No, it's a spiritual healing because they don't remember that they ever had the problem. Now, you call it a temporary healing from your advantage point of being a master, but the person who's experiencing it doesn't call it a temporary. He doesn't even know he had a problem. He doesn't even know that there was anything to correct or change because, as far as he's concerned, he never had that experience. You understand? Now, he has not cleared up the problem that brought the problem into his life. Now, the problem may be that he's always got his nose in other people's business. And if he's still doing that, then that's it. Now, if having your nose in other people's life is part of the problem itself, then that would be solved. But how many hundreds of possibilities are in our awareness where we could have things that would limit us? There are many, many, many that we don't even recognize coming. Do you love your wife so much or your husband so much that you would die for them? Well, that's a foolish thing to say. Do you love your husband or your wife so much that you would live for them? What a wonderful thing to say. Now, in the human ear, to die for them sounds very noble and very wonderful. But the divine ear says, hey, that's a cause you don't really want to take and put into motion. You see, we have to remember, if you will practice being fictional for a while, you'll understand that fictional characters are sometimes more real than people with bodies and heartbeats. And we want to be very much aware of the people that we have with heartbeats and bodies. Because as you know, the world is going through some tremendous changes and physiological changes. The capacity to clone animals out of just a cell or out of just whatever is in the process of being studied. The capacity to do many things. And then one day they'll come to the capacity of the alchemist, of the Atlantean, and they will say with their thought, instantly it is done, and it'll be done. Because that's the ultimate of what we're working toward as human beings, that our word instantly is done. And that's wonderful. Well, think on these things and consider them for yourself and realize that you are the master and that you live in your perfect right action right now. And your real fictional characters are whatever you give your attention to and your emotion to. So give your attention and your emotion to your positive thoughts, your positive dreams, your positive direction in life, because that's what you're worth and that's what you're worthy of. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.